forces are down in all sorts of countries. I mentioned Italy. The stock market's not doing well. First time in ages that China's actually had to press the pause button for a moment. Can you believe it? What happens if it hits SA? The chap that you're going to meet is a real-life survivor. He's ready for anything. The question is he ready for Corona? That, and as I mentioned, it is the farewell party of the year for our dear friend Tando Tabuti, the First Lady of Drive Radio. Please do keep those voice notes coming our way. We want a shout out to her and your ultimate farewell song on 082-550-5151 as we proceed to give you what you need. 6:30. What's happening, Sush?
Gauteng Education MEC Panyaza Lesufi says the department have issued a communique to all schools outlining the requirements to be followed should learners engage in water related activities, and Parliament Standing Committee on Public Accounts, SCOPA, have resolved to call ESCOM executives, Finance Minister Tito Mboweni, SALGA and Corporate of Governance to discuss the billions of rands in debt owed by government departments and municipalities to the embattled power utility. Details at 7.
Watch out, ladies, here he comes.
Well, where do we start, sports fans? With the cricket, that's exactly where we start. Yanaman Malan, the main man in his span. Oh, he smashed a beautiful 129 not out as the Proteas beat Australia by 6 wickets in his second ODI in Bloemfontein. Lungi Ngidi set it all up with career-best figures of 6 for 58, helping South Africa clinch a 2-0 series victory. And Mangaung remains a happy hunting ground for the Proteas. There you go. So selectors and people that choose where we play always choose the Mangaung Oval. It seems great. Australia set the target of 272. South Africa managed 274 for 4 with 9 balls to spare. At the end, it looks like we made light work of it. But Yanaman held on there. He was well supported, though, by Hendrik Claassen and David Miller as well. Our ladies Proteas face tournament hosts Australia in their semi-final clash at the Women's World Cup Down Under. Exciting stuff as play gets underway from 10 o'clock this morning, so it's the later game. Go get them, girls. Leave it all out there. Send the girls a bunch of love on social media. They're looking to make history today and hope the rain stays away so that we can have a result. Boxing fans will be impressed with the news that Anthony Joshua's promoter, Eddie Hearn, has revealed that he's ready to finalize a deal for an all-British showdown between his fighter and Tyson Fury. That's going to be exciting come December, and that's to determine the undisputed, of course, world heavyweight champion. Although Deontay Wilder has decided to press the accept button on his rematch clause. But we'll keep you posted as to how that unfolds. Robbie Cruz, 5FM Sport.
If you're planning your day today, Pretoria, 31 degrees. Please pack in some sunblock. Joburg, it is 28 max. Bombilla and Polokwane at 26. Lumis, 30. Kimberley, 31. Cape Town, 28 for you. George, 25. Port Elizabeth, 27. East London, 27. Durban, 29. Richards